Remember, together we can do more.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Praise God. Well, this morning we started in a new series. I'm excited about this. The Lord spoke this into my spirit earlier this week. But we're starting in a series now I've entitled The Return of the Glory. There's a glory that's going to return. Amen. But this morning, the title of my message is The Changing of the Guard. Amen. If something is not God sent, rest assured, it'll be God used. Amen. Now, the devil's trying to use a bunch of stuff, but in the midst of it, to those with a discerning eye and a heart that is not full of fear, there's a silver lining. Amen. Yes. Amen? Amen? Well, let's take a look into this. But before we go into that, I want to kind of set the stage, because we're going to take our time, Lord willing, through this series. But I want to talk a little bit about something else where I believe and I know people to be right now. You know, let me just say to some, don't get too comfortable in your cave of adullam. Amen. That's just temporary. Because ultimately, that will do you more harm, amen, than getting out, amen, and allowing your immune system to be built up. There's certain bacteria and stuff you need to be involved with. That it's a natural order of things. Amen. And then you're wearing the mask everywhere. You know, a lady fell asleep behind the wheel or lost enough oxygen, fell asleep, got knocked out behind the wheel, had an accident wearing that mask. Like that mask gonna really help you. Amen. And then they get them all pretty. You know, fashionable, you know, all kind of shapes and the mask. Who is that mask man? And I'm not credit. Listen, I just got to tell truth as it is. Nobody take this, amen, and become offended with it, because you got people everywhere wearing masks, but then you got a lot of people that aren't wearing masks. If a person's immune system is compromised, then okay. Now understand it, I'm not foolish. But you got people that are just scared. Amen. First thing they wake up, my mask. Probably slept in the mask. washing and washing. Skin gone. There's certain bacteria that you need to have. It's there. It's almost like a natural vaccination that builds up your immune system. Amen. Come on, we need to get a clue, because we need to see through this smoke screen and see through all this delusion, see through these lies and this hypocrisy, and see what the real agenda is. Amen. And not just have a herd mentality and do whatever they say, do what, yes sir, Mr. Boss, sir, yes sir, boss man. Tell you, big brother, you give big brother enough, you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. Amen. You let him ride, he's going to drive. Amen. Amen. If you wake up, don't wake up too late. It's like the frog in the pot on the stove. He's in the water, oh, he's nice and comfy. Turn the fire on, he's still nice and comfy. Till he becomes the frog legs. Amen. He don't even realize what's going on. But God has given us a wake-up call, and I ain't mad at nobody Not even the devil, because I know he's defeated.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me tell you something. The reason why people are afraid today is because they've listened to the witness of men.
Amen.
They've allowed the WHO and the CDC, I call it the center of demonic control.
Amen.
Now, everybody in there ain't evil, and it ain't all evil, but you got to recognize something. The reason people are afraid today and living in fear is because they listen to the witness of men. The witness of men is always going to cause you to have unbelief and murmur. It'll cause you to murmur about stuff. Be afraid. I'm not believing God. Amen. Just trying to work things out for yourself and on your own. And listen, if God don't keep you, you can wear, what are those suits called that they wear? Hazmat. You can have a hazmat on in Walmart. But if God don't keep you, this is where you got to draw the line. This is where you got to break down some stuff. This is where you got to pull down some imaginations. If God doesn't keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. I said, if God don't keep you, all that other stuff doesn't matter. But the witness of men is always going to cause you to have unbelief or be murmuring. The pathway of unbelief and murmuring is always brought on by the witness of men. I have a question for you. Are you giving more credit to your senses than to divine revelation? Are you giving more credit to your natural senses than to divine revelation? Remember, Peter heard the Father's voice, and Jesus said, "Blessed art thou. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. It's not what you read, amen, in the paper, let me say, or that's not what you got off the internet. That's not coming from the CDC or the WHO or the elite. No, you heard this from my Father." I double D dare some of you to really stay before God. I'm talking about saved folks. Stay before God and hear what he says to you. He's never going to lead you in the pathway of unbelief or fear. You better shake that snake off. Shake that dust off your feet. Amen? Now, if we receive the witness of men, let me say this to you, the witness of God is much greater. I'm not discounting or denying certain things. There's a witness. There's some things that we need to adhere to or take heed to or, you know, be aware of and be diligent about. But the witness of God is greater than that. This is where I believe God wants us to be. Listen, we have to be repositioned if we're going to receive the return of the glory. See, the glory never went anywhere. We lost the glory.
Amen.
God allowed people back in that day when the spies brought back the evil report, God allowed the people to walk in their own counsels.
Amen.
Like I said, you'll spend hours at Publix, Walmart, call yourself getting out, but you're going to buy bread. But you don't live by bread alone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And my Bible still tells me, and it said it all through this dilemma, not to forsake the assembling. All right. So God allowed the people to walk in their own counsels. And this was due to the result of the witness of men and not the witness of God. That's important that we come out of our cave. Amen. That place of limitation, that place where you've withdrawn to. That cave will bring about self-pity. Amen. It'll ultimately end up in disappointment, disgruntlement, eventually murmuring and complaining. Now, Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Disappointment and discouragement, you will lose your perspective and you will feel like you are responsible for any results, any good results. It is up to you. But it's not up to you, it's up to God. It's up to you to trust God. Now, apart from the Holy Spirit, you can't change a heart, you can't change a city, you can't change a nation, you can't change anything. Amen. Now, let me say this, and then I'm going to segue into something else, and then we're going to go from there into something else. To lead us on into new authority and blessings, God must liberate us from the limitations of our previous experiences, or the experience of the cave. This is where many are right now. God has to liberate you from that experience. Amen. That limiting experience called the cave. All right. So if we're going into new places of authority, if we're going to experience the return of his glory, then we must be liberated from the limitations of our own experiences. Amen. Are you hearing? Amen. Now, I just want to go briefly over something because this is going to all segue into the message on the changing of the guard. The consequence, what happens if you stay in the cave like Elijah, if you stay in the cave too long, what you'll find is that there are consequences that begin to develop concerning negative emotional buildup. And, well, let me just give you some examples. Number one, mentally. When you stay in that state of mind for too long or in that place for too long, resentment produces many stress hormones. You become resentful. And they begin to produce stress hormones in your body. And a result of that is you become fatigued after only a few hours of mental work. In other words, you find yourself with no energy, no mental capacity, just tired all the time. Sometimes that's a result of being in that cave. It takes a mental toll. Number two, emotional. You can become depressed. Depression is the most significant consequence of negative emotional thought patterns. It requires emotional energy to maintain your anger or bitterness. You become depressed when your emotional energy is exhausted. So it begins to take a toll on your emotions. You can become depressed. Then in the spirit realm, spiritually, your love for God can become cold because of the prevalence of spiritual lawlessness. The Antichrist spirit will arise to set itself up against God in your body. Hear me. It'll start to try to rise in your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Then physically, and this is what people really need to watch out for in this time. Your negative thoughts and emotions will call forth and release hormones from the pituitary, adrenal, thyroid, and other glands. Excess of these hormones can cause disease in any part of your body.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.